With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Bed bugs. After disappearing from the U.S. after World War II, bed bugs have made a dramatic comeback in the last decade. Some conservatives have pointed the finger of blame at environmentalists for their return, and in particular at Rachel Carson, author of Silent Spring. For example, a website called Rachel Was Wrong makes the argument that the pesticide DDT was effective in eliminating bedbugs from the U.S. in the 1950s. But then the Environmental Protection Agency banned DDT in 1972, in part because of Carson's book. Bedbugs came roaring back because we had disarmed ourselves. Is this true? I asked a bedbug expert, Deanie Miller, associate professor of entomology at Virginia Tech. She said the first part of the claim is accurate. DDT did wipe out bedbugs in the U.S. But the story is more complex than that, she said, because countries in Africa and elsewhere around the world continued to use DDT and other pesticides against the insects. And the bedbugs over time developed resistance to these pesticides and then came back to the U.S. as resistant superbugs.
We have selected for the absolute toughest bugs there are out there. And what seems to have happened is they've become so resistant to insecticides that we have not been able to stop their population growth. And when you have a lot more bed bugs, they're spreading out looking for more people to bite.
How did this happen? Through random mutations. Most of the bed bugs were killed by DDT. But a few that had thicker skin or enzymes inside their bodies that can break down pesticides survived. And these were the ones that reproduced, passing on their DNA to future generations. It was an example of chemically induced evolution. Toxicologist and author Emily Monison calls the phenomena unnatural selection in her new book by the same title.
That's one thing that I try to point out in the book is that we think that we can always just use another chemical or use more chemicals, but really these efforts are usually trumped by nature. Animals evolve resistance.
She points out that it is not just bedbugs that are evolving rapidly to adapt to the human environment, but also bacteria like Staphylococcus. Many bacteria are now resistant to antibiotics used excessively in hospitals and on farms in animal feed. Some plants like horseweed have evolved resistance to the herbicide Roundup, and even some fish like tomcod and killifish have mutated to tolerate high concentrations of pollutants like PCBs and dioxins. Monison writes that people are, quote, laying the groundwork for a game of survivor planet Earth, and the outcome may not be to our liking, unquote. While a few species, like bedbugs, weeds, and cockroaches, are able to adapt, many others are rapidly disappearing, including many species of frogs and amphibians, monarch butterflies, and wild orchids.
What we're doing is changing the environment by trying to control a lot of these pests and pathogens, often for good reason, but we're doing it with toxic chemicals, trying to kill them off. And so that's the unnatural part, is that we're imposing this sort of unnatural selective pressure, and we're doing it in a time frame that really kind of imposes a very strong selective pressure.
Interestingly, a few of the species that quickly evolve to cope with the human chemical environment also bring with them genes that could prove to be a liability over the long run. For example, some creatures that produce more enzymes to chew up pesticides may be spending so much energy on that they have less energy to use hunting prey. That does not seem to be a problem with the bedbugs, however, which seem to be quite adept at hunting us down while we sleep. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton.